Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Surprised I didn't have a heart attack yesterday. I had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. No idea. So every single week, a different family member from the Brad Maga Show has picked out a episode for us to watch of one of our favorite shows. And it's just one episode. A couple of things you get from that. One, you get like an awesome episode. This is like such a good show. And you're going to get introduced to our favorite shows. But it's one of your best ways to get to know somebody is talking about TV, some of the shows you watch, mm-hmm. how we all talk to our friends. And so Alex was the last up. And I think Alex tried to kill us, actually, because... we'll try to keep spoilers to a minimum. Like something like Grey's Anatomy, we watched like season 7. Hannah has picked out like a show that's been on for 22 years. Like you've had 13 years to watch this show. But Alex
that
actually
doesn't mean spoilers are okay.
Well,
you've had 13 years. Yeah. You've got to figure it out yourself.
This is your warning
AB, how
now.
How do you feel about that? Yeah, you know how I feel about that.
Yeah, AB's yelled at me several times.
Yeah.
Kevin's been horrible today.
I'm terrible about this show.
In Grey's Anatomy, though, recap, we did talk about people that died. In this episode, we'll try to avoid some of that because it's from Paradise mm-hmm. and it just came out and it's been like the hot topic of mm-hmm. conversation. People are obsessed with Paradise and it is one of those shows that has a lot of twists and turns and that's what brings the show's excitement is you don't know the unexpected twists and turns. And so, AB had thought maybe Alex had picked an interesting episode because you chose which episode?
I chose episode 7, The Day.
Yeah. This is a show that has a bunch of twists and turns.
I've seen this series. Alex kind of convinced me to watch it, actually. So I was concerned that like you guys wouldn't know really
what was
going on.
I kind of felt that way. I had watched the trailer because so many people have been started to talk about Paradise. Like, oh, this show is really good. It's the new show on Netflix to watch. And
Hulu.
Hulu. Sorry, say Hulu and Disney Plus. Sorry, and so it's the new show to watch, and so I watched the trailer. I thought it was just a political drama. It's not. It's like a political drama mixed with twists and turns that are super unexpected. So I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
And that's kind of what this episode.
It was crazy.
This episode kind of explains why things are the way they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so it's weird to think that maybe that's a good way to start because it kind of starts at the beginning of why this is the way it is.
Yeah.
But you do miss those jump moments or those moments of, oh my gosh, how did this happen?
Yeah,
this
it does. It goes back in time and shows how they got to the point of where they're at now. But I think I chose that one because, like I said, watching it, you go through like literally every single emotion possible that you can even imagine.
I have a couple thoughts.
For one, I will be very honest in saying I watched this episode like really late last night and I was really tired. So I kind of was like laying on my pillow, but I couldn't fall asleep because every time I'd open my eyes, I'd be like, oh. Like there was always something right. going on, yeah. but I did kind of struggle, not even with the understanding really, but I just couldn't get so the main person, Sterling K. Brown, Xavier, it was hard for me not to see him as Randall from This Is Us.
No,
fair.
And it was so hard for me to see him in like a different light that's not all like positive and lovey and like.
That's interesting, yeah.
I mean, kinda, you do, but it's in, like in a different way. So it was really hard for me to translate that over.
The entire episode is surfacing around like Sterling K. Brown's character trying to connect with his wife, right?
Right.
That is so Randall.
And protect
like,
his family.
And protect yeah, his family. I was like, Randall finally turned badass. That's what I'm talking about,
I know,
Randall.
But that's not how Randall is, really. Right, like he, yeah.
I don't know.
He would do anything to get to his family, but...
Yeah, if Randall was separated from Beth, like they kept calling her Terry, I was like, why is Beth... like that's what I thought. I was like, man, if they are separated and he is trying to get a hold of her, and this is what Randall has stepped up. Randall said, hey, you're messing with Beth, and this is how it goes.
I know, so it's hard for me not to think of it in like This Is Us universe.
I did think that.
I was so connected to that show previously. So
he's
that was
such a good
hard.
Actor.
Oh, he's great.
He's amazing.
I did think
he is
acting
so
is fantastic.
Good.
Yep.
How did it make you feel as a person, a couple of people that have children, like in seeing those parts of it where like
having to like mask your emotions for your
yeah,
kids.
Yeah,
like pretending yes, to be okay.
Totally. But,
and then you see you know, here the president, because and I'm not gonna give away anything, but the president makes a personal decision to mm-hmm. to kind of say, you know what, be with your family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because those are the people that matter.
Right.
It was
we're all processing.
I know.
The show was the show was crazy. If you haven't watched Paradise, and like again, I do think we're because like I said, like some of these shows, like a lot of people know them, have talked about. I feel like people are still discovering Paradise, yeah. so we're trying to avoid some spoilers. But I think what you can say about the show is it is constantly full of twists and turns.
Yeah.
And that this episode really is constantly taking you on that path of explaining why the twists and turns happen, but taking its own version of twists and turns mm-hmm. too, and make it's the episode right before the finale,
yeah.
and so it makes you want to go, okay, how does this end? Where is this show going? I thought it was excellent. I started. This is the first show I've ever started on episode 7, but now I felt like I would go back and watch the rest of the season.
Right?
Yeah. You didn't
and
feel you that way about Glee. no. You didn't think, oh, I need
what
to see the first
Anatomy?
2.5 seasons well, that was, came before what, this?
Right, yeah.
Or The Mandalorian? No. Guys, I'm going to break up to you. No, I did not. I will probably never see another episode of The Mandalorian.
Oh, man.
Glee. And I actually used to watch Grey's Anatomy.
I was going to say, don't even hate on Grey's Anatomy.
But no, Grey's Anatomy, actually watching that episode that you made us watch, Hannah, reminded me why I gave up on Grey's Anatomy.
No.
So shots fired at all your shows.
I want everybody to apologize because when I did my TV review of Grey's Anatomy, you're all like, oh my gosh, Hannah, dramatic. Alex, this couldn't have been more dramatic.
Yeah,
I mean, there's...
Right.
Oh, I almost gave the world's biggest spoiler. I'm going to turn off my mic.
You couldn't have picked a more dramatic show, though. Yeah. It was the most intense 1 hour of my life yesterday, ever. So thank you for almost killing us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.